present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a second visit to the city of Birmingham. According to the city's official guidebooks, Birmingham has more miles of canals than Venice, a fact that must have the Venice Tourist Board quaking in their boots. Britain's earliest bicycle factory was at nearby Meriden. Their first model was the Penny Farthing, which had a front wheel 5 feet in diameter and a rear wheel of just 18 inches. So they sacked the quality control officer. Bicycles and later motorcycles were made here by BSA, who started out as the Birmingham Small Arms Company because they made coats and jackets with very short sleeves. In the 1950s, bicycles were fitted with gears by Sturmey Archer, one of the few characters in Ambridge ever to have a real job. The women's fashion expert, collector and historian Wayne Peterson lectures on his subject at Birmingham Institute. He recounts how he once got stuck in a lift with the roly-polies when he thought he'd died and gone to Evans. The marine engineer Edward Armstrong was born here. He devised an improved aqualung, which he tested by attempting to break the world record for staying underwater off the coast near Hull. Sadly, the attempt ended early when he was caught in a trawler net and was landed on a deck with a load of cod. His family said he was gutted. We are today guests of Birmingham Symphony Hall, which was opened 21 years ago by Her Majesty the Queen. The Symphony Hall has since welcomed many of the world's greatest musical artists, finest orchestras, international public figures, and world-famous entertainers. And when it comes to describing today's performers, it's no exaggeration to say there are four of them. On my left, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrooke Taylor and Jeremy Hardy. And ready to score on her desk, please welcome the delightful Samantha. OK, well, we kick off today with a round of the Uxbridge English Dictionary. The English language has many different words which appear to be similar, and this can lead to confusion, for example, between the terms resurrection and exhumation. Well, the difference is that exhumation was originally digging up a body, but can also mean to reintroduce something that was long forgotten or neglected, whereas if your resurrection lasts more than 4 hours, you should call a doctor. However, meanings are constantly changing, team, so let's hear any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Tim, can you start?
Very chewed, well munched.
Jeremy?
Owl porn, muesli with dirty bits.
Barry?
Plebiscite, the gates at the House of Commons.
Graham.
Kookaburra, a town where they make stoves.
Suffix, next to Kent.
Barcode, a poem written by a dog.
Soya milk, looked in your fridge.
Picturesque, like a jug.
Marionette, what you do when you've been engaged to Annette.
Nicaragua, underwear for big cats.
Navigate, scandal involving workmen.
Mariachi, what you do when you've been engaged to Archie.
Mingling, a junior minger.
Delegate. Scandal involving Jewish catering.
Tie-dye, a neat brummy. Which they all are, of course.
Toils. What brummies have on their roofs?
Propagate. Rather respectable scandal.
Falsetto. Fake ice cream.
Comforting. Jamaican lost property.
Well, it's time for the teams to sing now. And just when you thought this couldn't get any better, it doesn't. The round is called Pick Up Song, and it's where the teams sing along to some well-known discs. Samantha is back at the turntable and ready to give the discs a spin. You should sing along, teams, until she turns the volume down. If, when the music returns, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. Heidi-hi, campers. Well, this week's prize is sure to delight everyone who enjoys cooking their eggs and bacon without ever feeling restricted by clammy underwear. It's this handsome set of non-stick frying pants. So, Barry, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Jackie Wilson singing Rite Petite.
Well, look a bell, look a bell, look a bell, look a bell. Look a bell, look a bell, look a bell. Hoo-wee. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh-wee. Well, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine. She's so fine, fine, fine. She's really sweet, the finest girl you ever want to meet. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Read a bit, cheap, the punch gun.
Barry Pryor there. Barry, of course, has the advantage of not actually realising the music has faded out. So you're next, Graham. I'd like you to accompany Charles Trenet singing La Mer.
La Mer. La Mer. On voit danser le long des golfes clairs, à deux reflets d'argent la mer, des reflets changeant sous la pluie, la mer. Au ciel d'été confond ses blonds moutons. Avec les ondes si pures, la mer, bégère d'azur,
infinie.
Voyez, près des entrants, c'est grand.
Près des étangs, c'est grand.
So you now, Tim, and would you accompany Girls Aloud singing Love Machine?
Ladies, you're damn right, you can't read a man's mind. We're living in two tribes and heading for war. Nobody's perfect, we all gotta work it. But fellas, we're worth it, so don't break the law. Your call's late, big mistake. You gotta hang up on a limo for as long as I take. Next time, read my mind and I'll be good to you. We're gift-wrapped, kitty cats. We're only turning into tigers and we gotta fight back. Let's go, Eskimo, out into the blue. Come take my hand, understand that you can. You're my man, and I need you tonight. Come make my dreams, honey, hard as it seems. Loving me is as easy as pie. I'm just a love machine feeding my fantasy. Give me a kiss or three.
And finally, Jeremy. So can you please accompany local band Duran Duran singing Hungry Like the Wolf?
In the city, night is the wire. Steam in the subway, earth is a fire. Do 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 do. Woman, you want me, give me a sign and catch my breathing even closer behind. Do 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 do. Touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smell like a sound, I'm lost in the crowd, and I'm hungry like the wolf. Straddle the line, in discordant drawing, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. The mouth is a lie, we choose to make wine.
This really is the show that has something for everyone. For Jeremy, we've got Temazepam. Well, it's time for some acting now as we move on to sound charades. This was developed from the old TV show called Give Us a Clue, where silent mimes never cease to amuse the audience. This version is a reverse of that. Tim and Jeremy, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Paint your wagon. Paint your wagon.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. And audience, please feel free to clap if they're getting warm. So off you go, Tim and Jeremy.
It's three words. It's a film and a musical. Would you?
Yeah. Musical.
Okay, it goes something like this.
I feel really bad because I haven't got, like, a wife or a girlfriend. I'm the only fella in the squad who doesn't have a wife or a girlfriend.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because all the other guys have got, like, tattoos with the name of their wife or girlfriend.
Right.
Like, on their arm or something. I mean, what can I do? I mean, I could get, like, a tattoo, but that might really hurt. And what's the point? I don't even have a wife or girlfriend.
Well, we can make up a name, can't we? And we can be superficial, you know.
Get a fake tattoo?
Yeah, that's right. If you've got a bit of Dulux, crown and furrow and ball, you know, you could just slap it on.
With a brush, like?
You've got it right.
Just, like, use a brush and some Dulux to put the name of me wife or girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Right? Well, that sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
Well, I've got it, obviously, but over to Graham.
I think it's paint my wag on.
Oh, excellent.
So it's your turn, Barry and Graham, and your title is now being exhibited on the board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Skyfall. Skyfall.
Oh, yeah, right. Made a film of that, have they?
Yes.
Right. It's a film.
It's a film.
Yeah, it's one word.
One word. Yeah. Bambi.
Skyfall.
Shut up.
Oh, no! I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Shall we do it for you?
Do it, and I'll just have a minor stroke, and I won't remember a thing.
We'll do it for you.
This
now.
Never leaves this room, okay?
Hamish,
Dougal, you'll have had your tea.
No, great news, Hamish. I've booked us a 2-week holiday on the biggest and most beautiful island in the Inner Hebrides.
I'm not going there again. Not after last time.
Why, what happened last time?
You know that. I took a terrible tumble halfway up the Coolins, as you very well know.
Ah, it was a wee stumble.
I rolled down the hill into that group of nuns.
Why?
I could never show my face there again.
It wasn't your face you showed the last time.
Octopussy. I think it might be Skyfall.
Yeah. Oh.
Honestly, when this is edited, you won't recognise it. Because it's Gardner's question time.
Let's try another round of that. Here's a further title going up on the laser display board for you, Tim and Jeremy. And the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Robinson Crusoe. Robinson Crusoe.
OK.
Here we go.
It's two words, a book, a film, and probably several other
things. TV series, pretty much everything.
It goes like this.
Enrico, my best tenor client ever here in Italy.
Giuseppe, my best ever agent ever here in the 1920s. What's the matter for you?
What's the matter for me? I'm in accent hell. I got the great news.
Nicholas Parsons has a laryngitis?
Not that great. But pretty good. I got you the sponsorship deal.
Sponsorship?
It's from England, from a fine manufacturer of lemon barley water.
Is it the famous one? Before you answer, remember other citrus fruit-based soft drinks are available. But I sense a catch.
For an Italian, you sound like a public schoolboy from Derbyshire. You have to change your name first, so no more Enrico.
So, what am I called now?
You are called...
Dot, dot, dot.
Ah, I know. Robinson Crusoe.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, final title has been displayed for you, Barry and Graham, and once again, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
QI. QI.
It's a TV show, and it's... Yeah. Two words.
Complete change of mood here for you.
Bargain hunt.
Oh, you're in league with the devil.
Here it is.
Dougal, you'll have had your tea.
I have more important business than tea. I am here to request you to stop winking at me.
I am doing no such thing.
But look there, you did it again.
Oh, you mean this?
Yes.
This is an unfortunate medical condition brought about by playing too much snooker.
Pray expand.
Oh, I nearly did. The doctor says it comes from the strain of squinting down that long wooden stick.
Oh, and has it a name in this condition of yours?
Of course it does. Oh. They call it dot, dot, dot.
A condition that arises from playing too much snooker.
Yes.
Pocket billiards.
QI.
Yes.
But our next round is an educational exercise looking at the world of catchphrases and figures of speech, often referred to as idioms. Now, an idiom is a metaphorical figure of speech whose real meaning is completely different from its literal meaning. This can confuse foreign visitors, creating huge difficulty to make themselves understood. Another good way is to pretend to be deaf. I have a selection of incomplete catchphrases and figures of speech, and the team's challenge is to guess what the original endings might have been. So here's the first one for you, Tim. Wham, bam.
George Michael's driven into a wall.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. Barry.
Yes?
You are awful, but...
You're still through to the next round.
Well, I like you. Jeremy. Coughs and sneezes
are no bar to employment at Subway.
It was, of course, coughs and sneezes spread diseases. Graham, it takes Tutu.
It takes Tutu half an hour to get into his bishop's kit.
It takes two to tango. Back to you, Tim. Don't count your chickens before...
You've got past Tesco's security, Mr. Worrell Thompson.
Barry, I've started, so I'll...
Just hope that doesn't happen again.
Jeremy, long time no...
Learn grammar.
Long time no see, of course. Finally, Graham, The bigger they are, the harder
it is to find pants that fit.
The harder they fall. Well, here is some for any of you to have a go at. The customer is always...
A passenger when on a train, not a bloody customer. Get it? A passenger.
Laugh, I nearly...
shot myself.
Nearly wet myself. Never give a sucker a...
smash on the back of the head.
Should we take a few minutes to think about that? It's music time again with Just a Minute. This is a musical version of the long-running radio favourite Just a Minute, which has been on the air since 1967. So this year, the BBC celebrated the anniversary by flying the Just a Minute team to India to record a special edition. I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. Has just marked 40 years on air, and last week we were at a travel lodge near Dunstable. In Just a Minute, the teams will attempt to sing a well-known song without hesitation, deviation or repetition, while piano accompaniment is provided by Colin Sell. Colin was telling us that he'll soon be seen performing as a rapper. So if you're out buying Christmas presents, look out for him with his sellotape and scissors. Jeremy, you're starting this one, and a song I'd like you to sing without hesitation, deviation or repetition is Going to the Zoo.
Daddy's taking us to the zoo tomorrow, zoological garden today. What?
Deviation from the tune.
Tim, very quick to challenge there. We don't normally hear from you so soon in the show, do we, Tim? But you seem to be wide awake on this occasion, despite your advancing years. And Tim, a great veteran of the game, as we know, although not the war, because he didn't sign up. So, with only 84 seconds left, you have Going to the Zoo.
Where are we going from?
Zoo tomorrow. And Graham has challenged there.
Hesitation.
There was a gross hesitation there. Graham, of course, who's been playing this game for many, many years and is so veteran. He has been on the show for more times over, more years than anyone else, but still keeps coming back to us because all his real friends are dead. So over to you, Graham, with only 80 seconds left of the song.
Father's taking us to the Whipsnade the day after today. We can stay all afternoon. We're going to the Regent's Park, to the Zoological Gardens, to the place. How about you,
and
the...
Barry has challenged, which Graham means what? You have to stop once you've been challenged.
It was just mercy. I was trying to put him out of his agony at that point.
Well, really?
Not strictly speaking a proper challenge, but the audience enjoyed it so much. I'm going to give you 10 points, Barry. Thank you. And remember, this programme goes out not just in this glorious United Kingdom of England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, the Channel Isles, the Isle of Man and the Isle of Dogs, but also to Her Britannic Majesty's Soviet Republic of China, North Korea, South Korea and West Bromwich. But the song is still yours, Graham, and everything is to play for with only 14 seconds to go. Going to the zoo, over to you, Graham.
You can come too as well also. The lot of us are heading for the place where they keep the animals. You know the one. I don't need to tell you.
Graham was losing the will to live, so I blew my whistle. We have another song now, and it's a second round. And the song in this round is Happy Talk from South Pacific. And Jeremy, I'm going to ask you to start.
Happy
happy, talk, keep speaking contented blether, chat about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream if you don't have a reverie. How are you going to have...
Barry has challenged there.
Repetition of have.
No.
No.
There was
a popular interruption. No, I'm sorry to be...
The audience have picked up on your pedantry, but you
yes.
are... You are correct to point out that he did repeat the word have, and of course that spoils it for everyone, doesn't it, Barry?
Yes. I'm self-taught,
so we
know.
Have to pick him up on it and start all over again. But Jeremy was singing so nicely there that time has flown and there is only a second left to go. Barry has to pick up with Happy Talk with 1 second to go. Happy Talk from South Pacific. Barry, go now.
If you don't possess it.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a round of the Shepherd's Songbook. Now, the teams are going to suggest titles of songs that might appeal to shepherds and their sheep. You can start this one, please, Graham.
The only way is Tup.
Barry?
Ba, 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 Barbara Ann.
Tim?
Put your sheep dips a little closer to the phone.
Jeremy?
I want to sex you up by Colour Me Bad.
Come by, my lord.
You ain't mutton but a hound dog.
Good collie, Miss Molly.
Shut up or your fleece.
Once I had a secret love.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the white horse of time goes into the pub of destiny and the barman of fate says, you're a horse, you can't speak, and you don't drink beer, so get out. I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Birmingham, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Jeremy Hardy will be given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.